So, I just, first thing I want to know is, this is improv music, I'm assuming, and I was wondering if your last set is always different from the next set.
Everything's always different. We do live mixes, improvised mixes, and we try to mix with fresh material every time. It's a combination of stuff that is borrowed, pilfered. You know, what we hear is what we play, and what we'd like to hear is what we play. So it's always different. I mean, it wouldn't be fun if it was repetitious.
And this is a very creative, being improv, you're always in a creative situation where you got to be on your toes for the next thing. What inspires you to do this?
The possibility of changing history at a fundamental level. The idea being that there's something peculiar about sound as a perceptual field, and it lodges itself, sound, in the same inner recesses where our most private thoughts occur. And I think that by playing the right kinds of sounds, you can actually change people. You can change not just their ideology, their belief systems, but you can change how their minds function. Neurologically, if that makes any sense.
This type of music, avant-garde, electronic, has this been a continuing trend over the last 10, 20 years? Or, I mean, is it new?
I would shy away from trying to type this or to find one convenient genre bracket that all of these different approaches at a similar kind of idea could be placed into. This particular scene here in Washington, D.C., Jeff Surax and John Mattis and Pat Gillis and a bunch of other people have been putting many, many, many hundreds, thousands of hours of volunteer time into building a scene where people who want to have this kind of expression, either as players or as audience, actually have an opportunity to do so.
Is this a rare opportunity in D.C. to express this music to in front of a crowd?
We play all the time. You ought to go down to the Velvet Lounge. It's not a plug or anything, but there's a scene that is, that happens there. Bossa is another place where things happen. There's a Contradictions dance studio where Transparent Productions does more of a jazz-influenced improvisational setting. So they're small audiences. They're not exactly, I hesitate to call our audience a community. It's more like an aggregate of like-minded individuals as opposed to a real community. See, the idea is that when you come to hear my music, you have to come alone. If you hear me in a crowd full of people like this, if you hear me wherever you hear me, no matter how many people are around you, those people cannot give you a clue on how to process what I'm offering you. You have to process it individually. You have to meet the sounds as an individual packet of consciousness. Let them in and see what you can do with them. The work is finished inside the listener. So if I'm playing for 100 people, I've made 100 different works of art happen that night. It's not like hip-hop. It's not like country western. It's not like any music where the goal is a group solidarity feeling. This is about the individual. We have a very interesting society. Neither on the right nor on the left do we have anything like a workable theory of the individual. Everyone talks about individualism and defending the individual and individual rights, but there's no real theory of who is the individual and what is society, this overarching abstraction that we're all beholden to. So I give the individual a product, and I think this kind of music is rare for that focus on the individual.